Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 60th week of our look at the book of Genesis. This week, we're in chapter 44 as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Genesis chapter number 44, we left the brothers at the table of the man. That's how they referred. We looked at that in chapter number 43 to Joseph. Often they didn't know he was Joseph. So Joseph and Jacob referred to him as the man. And so in chapter number 44, I just can't imagine what great relief the brothers must have had sitting in that table. Imagine, because the last verse in chapter number 44 says, they drank and they were merry with him. In today's language, I use this term all the time. Everybody's happy. Matter of fact, the state meeting, I have the privilege of moderating, bringing the moderator's address, and I gave Carl, he's probably watching this, by the way, he wanted to know the theme of the meeting and the verse that the meeting would be with. Anyway, the theme of the meeting is happy, happy, happy. And he said, oh, you're doing that Duck Dynasty thing. I said, what? He said, that's Duck Dynasty. Uncle Cy and these other guys do happy, happy. I said, I had no idea, but I'm still staying with it. They didn't invent that. You know that. It's just something that people always said, happy, happy, happy. And God's people ought to be happy all the time. And so here these people were sitting around the table rejoicing. The man who they had feared, Joseph, who they did not know at the time was Joseph, he was wining and dining them. They're having a great time. Rather than being in prison, where they were for a little short period of time, well, rather than being in prison, now they were feasting at the table of a great Egyptian ruler, having a great time. Then we come into chapter number 44. Let's read the first three verses. And he, speaking of Joseph, commanded the steward of his house, saying, fill the men's sack with food as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack's mouth, and put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack's mouth of the youngest, which would be Benjamin, and his corn money. And he did according to the word that Joseph had spoken. And as soon as morning was light, the men were sent away, they and their asses. So we just, again, they had ate a big dinner with them during the day. Then they retired for the evening, the brothers did. And while they're retiring, wherever they were, I'm sure they were in a nice place, while they were relaxing, Joseph told the steward, now I want you to go fill their sacks up with corn. Matter of fact, the thought here is more than they can carry. And then inside that sack, I want you to put their money back in. Remember, they did this before. Last time when they were there, they put their money back in. And as a matter of fact, Jacob made them bring not just that money back, but they doubled the money. Remember that? So now they get all their money back. They get all their corn back, which was literally grain. And then in Benjamin's sack, he hid that silver cup. Now, again, this was all Joseph's plan. And he was putting them brothers to a test. And we're going to see in just a moment what that test was all about. So he's testing them. And so he did that while they were resting. The steward, Joseph's steward, went and did as he was told. He obeyed. And then the next morning, the brothers began their long journey home. Matter of fact, it was about 265 miles back home. And back then, that's a long journey. Cliff and them went to Iowa, and they drove 3,000 miles, 1,500 miles, I guess, back and forth, and or one way. Then they did other visits. They went 3,000 miles, and they were gone a couple weeks. And here these brothers, they didn't have the modern vehicles we did of the day, so they said it would take about 2 weeks' journey to travel from about 265 miles, and they're fully loaded, remember. So anyway, it's quite a long journey. Then we get to verse number 4. I love this. And when they were gone out of the city and not yet afar off, okay, they had just gotten at the city limit, so to speak. They got out of the city, but yet not far away. So just, I could just see him getting just out of city limits, so to speak, that Joseph said unto his steward, now get up, follow after the men, and when thou dost overtake them, say unto them, wherefore have you rewarded evil for good? Why have you done this? Is not this in which my Lord drinketh? And whereby indeed he divineth, and we'll talk about that in just a minute, that divining, and ye have done evil in doing so. So this is what Joseph told his steward to tell the brothers. What have you done, and why have you stolen my silver cup? Well, verse number 6, and the steward overtook them, and he spake unto them these same words. What Joseph told him, he repeated to the brothers. And they said unto him, wherefore saith the Lord these words? God forbid that thy servant should do according to this thing. Behold, the money which we found in our sacks. Remember, they hadn't opened their sacks yet. Okay. Behold, the money that we found in our sacks' mouth, in our bags, we brought again unto thee out of the land of Canaan. How then should we steal out of the Lord's house silver or gold? The thought was this. We have plenty. Of money. Matter of fact, they doubled the money. Remember that they had brought back to Joseph's house. And the boys are saying, listen, we don't need your money. We sure don't need a silver cup. We got it all. Why would we do such a thing? God forbid that thy servants should do according to this thing. Behold, the money which we found in our sacks, we brought again unto thee by the land of Canaan. How then should we steal out of thy Lord's house silver or gold? Verse number 9. Then they made this plea, or so to speak, with whomsoever thy servants it be found. They were so confident that there was no problem. They said this, of whomever the servants that this cup be found, well, let him die, and we will also be thy Lord's bondmen. And he said, now let it be according to your words, and he with whom is found shall be my servant, and ye shall be blameless. So what's going on here is when the brothers had left, they had just been gone, just got out of city limits, the stewards found them and asked them, why have you rewarded evil for good? Why have you done this? My master's treated you so well, and you stole from his house. And not only did you steal from him, you took his special silver cup, that cup of divination. Now, the word divination means that you can see into the future. Remember, the Egyptians were big on that. They were polytheistic people. They believed in many, many gods. And remember, he had magicians and soothsayers. Remember, Pharaoh and all, trying to interpret dreams, and astrologers. And they were big in this. And on Joseph's table was what we're going to find out was a cup of divination. Now, there's a little bit of controversy here about that cup. Did Joseph use that cup? Because remember, he was the one who could interpret dreams. Even before, when he was in Canaan, he had the dream about his brothers bowing to him, remember? When he was just 17 years old. And then had another dream about the sun and the moon and the stars bowing to him. So then when he gets into Egypt, you remember he interpreted the baker and the butler's dreams, and it came true. Then he interpreted Pharaoh's dreams. Remember about the cows, the skinny cows, and the sheaf and all that. And that was a 7 bad years of famine, and then 7 good years of plenty, and then 7 bad years of famine. So God had given Joseph that ability, that special gift to interpret dreams.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Saturday evening at 6 p.m. as the Wiznets will be with us. That's June 5th at 6 p.m. You won't want to miss this concert. Also next week, beginning on June 7th, through the 11th, Monday through Friday, from 6 to 8:30 p.m., will be our VBS program for pre-K through ages 14. We hope that you'll take advantage of this opportunity and bring your kids. That's June 7th through 11th, Monday through Friday, from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. for pre-K through ages 14. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.